Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is hit by the pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Smith reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Ennis moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Monbuquette now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbuquette covering, for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from White and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ennis hits a ball on the ground for an out. Ennis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ennis scores. It's 4-0. White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from White and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Phillips moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Monbouquet fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wynn tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ennis hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Bosefield now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ennis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-0, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Runnels reaches third base with a triple. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels tags and scores. One out. It's 10-1, White Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosefield covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison now playing left field. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-2, White Sox. Ted Bosefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosefield is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-3 in the game. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keogh moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing left field. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Runnels scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Smith scores. 2 outs. It's 13-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Button reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. Gurnett scores. White moves to third. It's 13-4, White Sox. Bill Renna pinch hits for Ted Bosefield. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Button scores. It's 13-6, White Sox. Turk Lown now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Landis moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. Landis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 14-6, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gurnett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.